Today, the government gets recommendations on how to improve the on-time performance of the airlines. An advisory panel has put together proposals. And hopefully, nobody at the panel had to take a plane to turn in their recommendations because airlines have suffered many delays and canceled flights. The government and the industry have been talking for months, and there is much at stake for passengers as well as business. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
If you want to know where most flight delays in the country start, it's in New York.
My airplane was delayed 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, then finally canceled.
You need to get someplace on time, and this is getting worse and worse. Sometimes you just want to take the bus.
Nicholas Piccinini and Bob Zack are at LaGuardia Airport waiting. They're regular business travelers, and they say they're late more often than not. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters says delays in New York are the worst in the nation, and they have a domino effect.
Three-quarters of the flight delays are because the plane went into, out of, or through the New York airspace. Three-quarters of the delays nationally.
The cause of those delays is simple, according to President Bush.
In certain parts of our country, the demand for air service exceeds the available supply. As a result, airlines are scheduling more arrivals and departures than airports can possibly handle.
The president says airlines that cause congestion should pay for it. The administration has favored an idea called congestion pricing, charging a fee for using crowded airports at peak travel times, or rationing takeoff and landing slots by auctioning them to the highest bidder.
Market-based incentives like these would encourage airlines to spread out their flights more evenly during the day, to make better use of neighboring airports, and to move the maximum number of passengers as quickly and efficiently as possible.
But the administration's ideas ran into a wall of industry opposition. It's now backed away from congestion pricing.
I think this is pretty much dead on arrival.
David Stempler is president of the Air Travelers Association. He says charging fees to discourage congestion only works if travelers have other options. And business people especially need to fly at peak periods, such as first thing in the morning.
It doesn't help them to leave at 11 a.m. in the middle of the day because they would just miss the meeting.
The government's other proposal, auctioning takeoff and landing slots, has gained more traction. Industry groups say they're okay with bidding on new slots as they become available. The question is, what will happen to existing slots? David Castlevetter is with the Air Transport Association, which represents the major U.S. carriers. He says airlines have invested a lot of money in the routes they fly, and it's not fair to take them away.
If that auction process sees any of the existing assets, then we would have to voice strong opposition.
The Bush administration is also expected to impose caps on takeoffs and landings at Kennedy Airport and to limit flights at LaGuardia and Newark airports as well. Castlevetter says the industry could live with that.
We do not oppose, in theory, caps, provided that they are at acceptable levels.
There will be trade-offs for passengers.
They make a lot of laws in Washington, D.C., but one law that they can't overturn is the law of supply and demand.
David Stempler of the Air Travelers Association predicts that capping flights will drive up airfares. But the government says passengers are already paying dearly due to delayed and canceled flights. It wants a new system in place by next summer. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.